First of all, welcome, Luke. Tell me where your farm's located, how big it is, and whether it's always been vegetables and fruit.
Our farm is named Terramore Farm. My wife, Dana Moores, and I own it. My name's Luke Sheldrick, and we're located in Burnstown. We are just wrapping up our eighth season. We do organic vegetables and cut flowers. We sell at three farmers markets. We do veggie baskets. It's called a CSA program for those who are not familiar. So that's like, oh, people pay in the spring and get vegetables throughout the season. We do close to 100 of those a week. And then we also sell to local retailers across the valley, some restaurants in the valley, and many restaurants in Ottawa.
That's very ambitious for an eight-year operation.
We have definitely bootstrapped the business. It's grown slowly, but also in a way quickly, I guess.
How'd you get the idea to start it up in the first place?
I was raised in White Lake. My parents owned the health food store in Arnprior there, and they've always grown vegetables. And when Dana and I met, we were working in the restaurant industry in Ottawa. And I thought that was a pretty cool date to head out to the country and work on the vegetables. And definitely was, because we're married and we own a farm.
Great story. So was it a challenge this year to meet the demand given the weather?
No, that's the beauty of small-scale farming, is that we're diversified for one thing. One bad year for one thing might be a good year for another. We grow over 30 different crops, and that's not even including the flowers. A lot of what we're growing is in covered culture, plastic under greenhouses. We have 7,200 square feet of fully automated greenhouse space. And then we also have 5,1500 square foot covered space. So 7,500 square foot space of caterpillar tunnels. So those are movable. A team of three people can move one in a morning, and we have more covered space there. So that helps extend our season, but also protect heat loving crops that don't like water on them in the summer.
You've thought of just about everything, I think, to take care of the contingencies.
I can't say that we're the trailblazers by any means. There's definitely people that are doing it before us. But if you're getting the right information, there's definitely a good way to grow food effectively and efficiently on a small scale.
I guess you're the ideal size to serve what you're doing.
We actually don't really want to get much larger. We just want to now trim it down to be more efficient. And we're just in that phase of more of our like entrepreneurial brains are clicking on, where we're trying to figure out the back end of things. We have 8 staff, and we've had that for 4 years. Since COVID, our team really jumped in size. And now we're just trying to figure out that end of things, how to streamline, where to invest to make things run a little bit smoother, make life on the farm easier.
With the flowers, how does that work?
We're mainly moving our flowers through bouquets. That's our third season doing events, but that end of things is beginning to grow. So we actually are providing full service weddings and events, and we do full a la carte menu for brides.
Well, you sound like you really enjoy what you do.
90% of the time. Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck with the business.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Okay, bye now.
Bye now.